there you have it.
We're ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. We're rolling. Rolling, 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 rolling.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of at like fuck Facebook level of with things, right? I'm a Twitter person. That's where I stay on social media, is Twitter. And obviously, as it might come as a surprise to absolutely no one, I follow a lot of black women and a lot of sex workers. And so my mentions could be very interesting, right? Because, you know, on Twitter, you see what other people retweet, you see what other people like. Sometimes Twitter will just pop up and be like, this might interest you because you have, you know, you share followers with this person. And so something I saw today is this poor woman on Twitter. Her Twitter name is Nakia's Twin. I get it. She likes Black Panther. And her name is Linda. Now, Linda is a black woman. And she had this little story about a situation that happened on a train. So she tweets out, says, so I briefly spoke to someone on the train last week. We didn't even exchange socials or anything. And then today he messaged me. Am I overreacting by being creeped out? Because what on earth? And then she shows the screenshots. Yo, it's me, Josh, from the train the other day. Got your number from one of your friends. Hope you don't mind. Okay, first of all, nigga, if you would give anybody my cell phone number without my explicit permission, you're not my friend. Remove yourself from my life immediately. So, like, already, huge fucking red flag. And she said, hiya, to be honest, this is kind of creepy, lol. Which one of my friends gave you my number? Wait, rewind, how did you find my friends?
Yo, okay. Yes. You notice she said, this is kind of creepy, lol.
Yes.
You see the social conditioning there.
Oh, yeah, because you can't piss them off.
And they're not even in proximity.
Yeah,
he's like, but niggas is dangerous in digital.
Well, but this is the thing, though. If you conned or whatever, convinced her friend to give you her cell phone number to find her, you seem like the kind of guy who might be really, really willing to find her in real life, too.
Yeah.
Fuck that. So, yeah, LOL. And then she says, wait, rewind. How did you find my friends? And he says, I searched you on Insta, and you follow some people I know, so I asked about you. Fucking assholes. And then she said, I'm not even trying to be funny, but don't you think it's less creepy to just follow me on Instagram instead of asking around for my number? Because that seems logical, right?
Yeah, maybe, but he's a man. Men don't do logic. Men ruin the planet and then ask why climate change is happening last.
So, hold on. This is, because, okay, so this is like screenshots I'm reading, and some of these transitions are just like,
oh, yeah. And this is really? Patreon only, folks. This is not going to make it to the regular feed.
Okay, so she says, I'm not even being funny, but don't you think it's less creepy to just follow me on Instagram instead of asking around for my number? And he says, yeah, but you're not the type of girl I DM. I only DM girls I want to pipe. I want to get to know you.
I want to pipe.
Pipe.
That shit, like, that's violent. That's violent language.
Also, you're flat out just telling her to, you just randomly DM girls to try to have sex with them. But you're not like those other hoes, right? Like, yeah. That's what's going on here. So, all right. So now yet another red flag has popped up. Like, there's a little misogyny happening here. And then she says, I'm not sure what to say to that. But again, who gave you my number? Third time she's asked, who gave you my number? And he said, I'll tell you Thursday, B. And she said, Thursday, why not today? And he said, because I'm taking you out. We can talk more then. Nigga did not ask. He said, I'm taking you out. Not can we go out. Not would you go out with me. I'm taking you out.
Yeah, well, he declared that he consented. So it's going down.
Consent apparently does not need to go both ways for this man.
No, I mean, he has a right and a left hand to grab women up with. That is right, both ways.
That is both ways.
Hey. Yep, Fiends Kalita with the Powerade.
Yes. Trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Keeps me youthful looking, kind of, not really.
Yeah, it's got what plants crave.
Electrolytes. So he says, because I'm taking you out, we can talk then. And she said, most definitely not. The fuck, right? And he said, why you moving funny for? I just want to know you.
Why you moving funny for?
Yeah.
I just, welcome to my internalized respectability politics, I think, maybe. Or maybe also not, because you know what? If you're approaching femme people that you want to attract, I think you ought to speak a little plain.
Also, can I just, if you had to guess where this was taking place, where would you guess?
New York.
It read to me like New York too, but in the screenshots, her phone says Vodafone UK.
Why you moving funny for, blood? Like, I don't know how they talk out there.
Why you moving funny for? I just want to know you. But no, so that's like interesting to me because this, I was like, is this fucking Brooklyn? What the fuck is going on?
Wait, so he's hitting on her like that, but he's probably not even a real Muslim, bruv. This guy's a fucking fake goth, this guy.
He's faking. So yeah, it's just interesting to me also watching this language because it sounds like some like straight up East Coast shit.
Yeah.
I think this is from the UK maybe. So that. And he says, why are you moving funny for? I just want to know you. And she says, because I'm not really flattered by this. It's weird and invasive. And there is no way you can decide for me that I'm going out with you. And he says, if you want to know, then that's the condition, B. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, because he's using B as well.
Yes.
Come on. Like, he definitely listens to New York rap.
So, and also, so he will not tell her who violated her privacy and violated her trust unless she goes on a date with the creepy man who's been stalking her. Yet another red flag, right? This is what, like 5 now? 6? 10? 15? I don't know.
Red flags?
Lots, all the red flags. And so then, he starts off by saying, I found your Instagram. I talked to your friends on Instagram and got your phone number. I won't tell you who gave me your number unless you go out on a date with me that I unilaterally decided you were going out on in the first place. After all that, and then says, if you want to know that that's the condition, take it or leave it. And then he says, I can tell you never been treated properly. It took me days to get your number and you're moving like I'm a stalker, you bitch.
Really? I wonder what his definition of stalker is. Like, does he think a stalker is like a chef? Like, what the fuck does he think? You think a stalker is a forklift driver?
No.
What the fuck?
I feel like, unless you've shown up 27 times, gotten 3 restraining orders, and been arrested twice, it doesn't count as stalking.
It has to be 27, too. An oddly specific number. Yes. And if you do 28, boom, you're out of range. You're not a stalker anymore. No, you're just in love.
Yeah.
You're treating her properly.
And then he just makes, like, an angry emoji back. I was like, what the fuck, man? I don't even...
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the comments are everything you might expect. Creepy, yeesh. This is more than creepy. This is scary. I gave her the Whoopi Goldberg meme gif from Ghost. So, girl, you in danger.
Man, look. Folks. Femme folks. Women folks. Non-bi. You know, y'all niggas. If that shit's happening to you, if you get a picture of the guy, you can send that shit to me and Phoenix.
Yes.
And we'll put his picture and those screenshots on winecellarmedia.com.
Yes, we will.
So that it won't be, like, linked back to you. Like, you don't have to post it to your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
I could post it, and then I'll put my face next to it saying, nigga, I posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would also bet that if he's obviously comfortable doing this, this is the kind of person who has done this to other people before. So there's probably a lot of people who have these type of screenshots, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, of course, then the sex workers, this somehow merged up with, like, the black women and sex workers that I follow. Of course, then they're all like, why don't you get a text now number? And I said, sideline for the win. There's apps. Like, I don't know if folks are aware. There's the VoIP apps, and you can download them on your phone, and it gives you a separate number, and you can text, and you can call people from it, and... I think everyone should, especially women and femme people, should have one of these numbers just in case. And only keep your actual cell phone number for people that you know. You know what I mean?
When I refused to have a cellular telephone, that was a big part of why I got the iPod Touch in 2009. Because it had a top speaker and a bottom microphone, just like a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded 2 applications. I downloaded Skype. And I downloaded one of those text applications. And the text application, as long as you filled out a survey every few days, they just let you use it for free. Nice. And you had a real 10-digit phone number.
Nice.
And whenever I'm in Wi-Fi, and which, because I had Bright House Cable, and internet through it, I could log into Bright House Wi-Fi, and that's all over the city. So I can just, I was getting phone calls, and I could make phone calls. So yeah, you can do that shit and not even have a damn phone.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that. And of course, you know, some of the comments, mostly women, saying, I can't believe he thought this scenario was going to get better. And someone else said, on paper, this is a rom-com plot, but in real life, this is how you end up on Investigation Discovery. Yeah. And someone said, they're the same with just different background music. We're all 8 bars of a minor key violin away from being murdered.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit, you know what? Now I don't want this to be Patreon only anymore. I'm going to... What I'll do is, I'll set it to Patreon gets it early. And then this weekend, it'll drop public. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that with this segment. Patreon gets it early. Everybody gets it later. So if you're one of the 55, hey.
And then some man showed up.
Yes.
And, like, he might not be an asshole, but.
Yeah, he might. You told me a man might.
He's like, maybe he lied to your friends on Instagram saying he's an old friend and wanted to reconnect or something. Stalkers can be really manipulative. Nigga, I don't give a fuck, okay? You ask me first before you give out my number to anybody. I don't give a fuck if they have my fucking baby pictures. I don't give a fuck if I graduated high school with them. I don't give a fuck if I used to date them. I don't give a fuck. If I don't give you permission to give out my shit, don't give out my shit. Like, don't fucking, ugh.
That was some textbook-ass mansplaining. Let's do that quote again.
Maybe he lied to your friends on Instagram saying, like, he's your old friend and wanted to reconnect or something. Stalkers like him can be manipulative.
He just told grown-ass women that stalkers can be manipulative. They didn't know that, did they?
We did not know that.
No, you did. Well, you're welcome. Man has spoken.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, stay safe and look out. Maybe consider changing your locks. It's not a bad idea, honestly. And then people are giving her advice of, like, you can actually go to the police and report this if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit. Yeah. All right. I think that's about the story?
Yeah.
All right. So, Patreon early, everybody later. Bing, bang, blam. That's how this one's happening. All right. WineCellarMedia.com. If you're one of the people that got this late, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Though PayPal is not the same as Patreon. All right. All right. But yeah, that's what's going on.